was the family rule you never realized was toxic until you broke it. Growing up, there was just one rule in our family. Blood is thicker than water. It was drilled into us at every family gathering. We had these massive Sunday dinners at my grandparents' house every month with like 30 people showing up, and every single time someone would ask where cousin Jamie was, the answer was always the same. Oh, you know Jamie. Always working. I was 28 when I ran into Jamie at the grocery store. First time I'd seen her in 13 years. She went completely pale when she saw me and tried to leave, but I grabbed her arm and insisted we get coffee. I mentioned how my 5-year-old daughter loved art just like Jamie used to. That's when she broke down. She grabbed my hands and begged me to never let my daughter near the family gatherings. Then she just ran out before I could ask why. I couldn't stop thinking about it. Started noticing things I'd never paid attention to before. Old family photos on my mom's mantle had weird gaps where someone had been cropped out. Jamie's name never came up in stories about the old days. When I asked my mom about it, she got all defensive and said Jamie made her choice to abandon the family. But that didn't make sense because I remember Jamie being the star student with a full scholarship to art school. Then Uncle Rob got drunk at my parents' anniversary party and let something slip. He said Jamie destroyed our family with her lies. My mom shut him up real quick, but I saw the look they exchanged. I found Jamie on social media and begged her to tell me what happened. She didn't want to at first, but when I sent her a picture of my daughter, she finally agreed to meet. We sat in her car outside a Starbucks and she told me everything. Uncle Mark had been molesting her since she was 8 years old. Uncle Mark, who everyone loved. Uncle Mark, who was my grandparents' golden child. She finally told her parents when she was 15, and they called a family meeting. My grandparents accused her of trying to destroy the family, said blood is thicker than water, and she needed to think about what she was doing to everyone. Her own mother coached her to take it back, asked if ruining everyone's lives was worth it. The worst part was that other cousins had come forward privately and admitted it happened to them too, but they were too scared of losing the family to say anything publicly. When Jamie refused to recant, they branded her a liar and an attention seeker. They literally erased her from the family, removed her birthday from the calendar, and edited her out of photos, told everyone she declined her scholarship and ran away. I remembered being 15 and my parents telling me Jamie was sick in the head. I believed them. Everything started clicking into place. Uncle Mark always volunteered for kid duty at gatherings. He'd offer to babysit my daughter last month. I discovered three other female cousins had mysteriously moved away over the years, found my Aunt Sarah's number and called her. She confirmed her daughter was a victim too, and the family forced them out when they wouldn't stay quiet. The thing that really got me was realizing Uncle Mark basically owned everyone. He paid for my grandparents' medical care and had given loans to half the family for their businesses. My own parents had borrowed $50,000 from him to save their house during the recession. That's when my daughter made a comment that made my blood run cold. She said Uncle Mark's games were weird. I found old home videos and sure enough there he was, always positioned near the young girls, always finding reasons to be alone with them. The next family gathering I showed up late and couldn't find my daughter anywhere. Panic started rising as I searched room after room. Then I saw Uncle Mark's study door was locked. I heard my daughter